说中文。
Chinese pod, Chinese pod,
Chinese pod,
that's the way to learn Chinese. Chinese pod, Chinese pod,
Chinese pod,
that's the way to learn
Chinese. Hi, this is Chinese pod coming to you from Shanghai, China. I'm John.
你好，我是 Jenny。
So Jenny, today it's another intermediate lesson.
嗯，没错啊，今天我们要坐飞机。坐飞机。
Right, so we're on a plane.
对。
And we're going to be listening to an announcement in Chinese, right?
嗯，是的，就是飞机快要到了。
Yeah, so the plane's about to arrive.
对。
And they make an announcement.
诶，没错，那他会告诉你时间。
So the local time.
对，温度。
Temperature.
是的，还有天气。
So weather as well.
对。
And that's the kind of thing you usually hear on these announcements.
是的。
Normally, if it's an international flight, you'll hear it in English as well.
嗯，对。
But not in this podcast, because we're here to learn Chinese.
Because we're Chinese pod. 那大家可以听一下哦，我们今天是到哪里去。
Yeah, see if you can catch that, and we'll be back to break it down for you.
好。
各位乘客，本架飞机预计在北京时间16:20，当地时间3:20到达机场。芝加哥地面温度21.2摄氏度，55.8华氏度。据最新天气预报，当地天气为晴天。感谢您乘坐美国航空公司的航班。
John, 这个 air stewardess, 空姐说话很好听啊。
Yeah, it's that nice flight attendant voice.
对，可是她说的非常正式。
Yeah, it's quite formal. Kind of formulaic as well.
对，因为是一个 announcement.
Right, right.
诶，她怎么说的呢？各位乘客，各位乘客。
Alright, so we have this 各位 and it frequently comes before a group of people that you're addressing in kind of a formal speech, right?
对。
So what's the group of people she's talking to here?
乘客,乘客。
So 乘客, second tone, fourth tone.
对。
That means passenger.
是的。
Literally, a riding guest.
没错,乘客。
So before that, we have
各位,各位。
So that's two fourth tones. So literally it means every passenger.
是的。那在英文里面你们会说 dear passengers.
I don't think we'll say dear passengers.
We just, 真的哦。
What do we say? I don't know. Maybe our listeners can tell us.
是是是。在中文我们说各位乘客。诶，现在又来了很正式的语言。本架飞机。本架飞机。
Okay, and then...架 is a measure word for airplanes, right?
对。
And when you say 本架, you mean this airplane.
是的,本架飞机。
So 本 is third tone.
对。
Meaning this, 架 fourth tone.
对,一架飞机。那本架飞机预计在北京时间 blah blah blah. 我们先来看看预计。
预计。All right, let's break this down, shall we?
好,两个第四声。
All right, so the first character is 预。
对。
YU, fourth tone.
是的。
This is a character that you see a lot when you're talking about doing something ahead of time.
对。
Like forecasting.
是的。
And then what's the second character?
计。计。
And 计 is like a estimate or calculate.
是的。
So 预计 is like a...
Calculate ahead of time.
okay, exactly. And they're talking about times here, right?
是的。本架飞机预计在北京时间16:20。当地时间3:20到达机场。好长哦。
Whoa. Okay, so we have this 预计. When does this actually go with?
时间。
Okay, so it's talking about the pre-calculated arrival times, right?
对的。
So one is the Beijing time, right?
是北京时间。还有一个当地时间。当地时间。
Okay, so that's the local time.In your destination. So 当地 refers to local.
对。那么当地时间3:20到达机场。到达机场。
Okay, so we all know the word 到 meaning to arrive.
对。
But here's a more formal equivalent.
这个叫到达到达。
Fourth tone, second tone, and it means the same thing. It's just more formal.
没错，所以在平时说话的时候啊，我们不需要用到达。我不会说 John， 我马上到达。我会说 John， 我马上到。
Okay, because we're using informal language.
没错。
But this is an airplane announcement.
对呀。
All right, so these two times,what was the Beijing time again?
16:20.
So we're on military time here.
是的 ,24 hours.
This is pretty normal in China, right? When you're talking about train times, plane times, they use the 24-hour clock.
是的。
Okay, and then what's the local time again?
3:20.
So if we're on the 24-hour clock, they're arriving at 3:20 in the morning?
对啊,这是哪儿呢?
Okay, let's see if you caught where it is. Where is it?
芝加哥,芝加哥。
Ah, Chicago.
对,芝加哥有 Sears Tower, 是吧? And Al Capone?
Yeah.
我们有一课芝加哥的课程啊。那现在我们来看看温度,温度。
Okay, so we're talking about the temperature here.
对,芝加哥地面温度,地面温度。
All right, so 地面 literally means ground surface.
是的
And then 温度 First tone, fourth tone, that's temperature.
The ground temperature.
There you have it. And what is the ground temperature?
21.2摄氏度 21.2摄氏度
Alright, 21.2 what?
摄氏度
Okay, so it's not just degrees, it's
摄氏
Celsius degrees.
对
21.2
所以摄氏是 transliteration.
Okay, so it comes from Celsius.
对。
Even if it doesn't sound that similar. 度 means degree, right?
没错。
So 摄氏 means Celsius. 2 fourth tones, S-H-E, S-H-I, 摄氏。
对。那么美国用华氏度啊,华氏度。
Right, 华氏度 is what we use in the States.
它就是 Fahrenheit.
Okay, so 华氏, that's second tone, fourth tone.
对啊。
度, degrees.
华氏度。那这样我们再来看看天气吧。
All right, what's the weather like?
据最新天气预报，据最新天气预报，当地天气为晴天，当地天气为晴天。
Okay, so I think I heard another word with that 预 character in there, right?
没错，这里我们是天气预报，天气预报。
So that would be weather forecast.
对啊。
预报 is forecast.
是的。
All right, so according to the weather forecast, how do we say that again? According to the latest weather forecast?
据最新天气预报。据最新天气预报。
So this 据, fourth tone, means according to.
是的。
And you hear this a lot in the news
对
and informal announcements, right?
是的，是的。
According to. All right, so according to the weather forecast, what?
当地天气为晴天。当地天气为晴天。
Okay, so the local weather 为晴天。
哎，又是正式的哦。为其实就是是的意思。当地天气是晴天。
Okay, so in formal language, we sometimes see this 为
对
second tone replacing 是。
而且它真是非常正式的一个说法啊。
Okay, really formal.
对
don't be thrown off by that character. It just means.The weather is clear.
对。晴天,晴天,就是好天啊。
Right, and that would be second tone, first tone, right?
对啊,但是你是3 in the morning 到芝加哥,所以也看不到 sun, 看不到太阳啊。
Clear dark skies.
那最后一句是航空公司感谢你的啊。感谢您乘坐美国航空公司的航班。感谢您乘坐美国航空公司的航班。
All right, so let's look at this. We see the word 您 here, right?
是的。
So you know it's really formal. Yet again, here's another clue in case you missed it. So they say 乘坐。
刚刚我们有乘客，各位乘客。
Right, so that means passenger.
对。
So 乘坐。It means like ride, sit.
对啊
In other words, a two-character way of saying for riding the
对,
plane, right?
对的
So thank you for riding, what is it?
美国航空公司美国航空公司
Okay, so we know 公司 is company
对
And then 航空公司 is an airline company
对
And then which one is it?
美国航空公司
All right, so American Airlines It can't get much simpler than that for an airline name
是啊那感谢您乘坐美国航空公司的 航班，航班。
Right, so you're not riding the company, you're riding a flight.
对。
So what's the word for flight?
航班，第二声，第一声。
Okay, second tone, first tone.
对。
All right.
这样喜欢听空姐说话吗？ Air stewardess.
It's a little bit sickly sweet, I think.
我觉得很好听，我想再听一遍。
All right, let's listen again.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Chinese Pod Trivia. Our first question is, how long will it take you to become an intermediate Chinese speaker using the Chinese Pod app? Is it A, the rest of your life? B, you should already be an intermediate speaker? C, 3 months? Or D, Chinese Pod has an app?
You should already be in.
Ooh, that is incorrect. The correct answer is C, 3 months. That's right. Head over to ChinesePod.com now to register for your access to over 4,000 lessons. Get the ChinesePod app now on Google Play or the App Store.
Hello, 本架飞机预计在北京时间16:20，当地时间3:20到达机场。芝加哥地面温度21.2摄氏度，55.8华氏度。据最新天气预报，当地天气为晴天。感谢您乘坐美国航空公司的航班。
All right, so this lesson is something you might hear on the plane. It's probably not something you're ever going to have to say yourself.
对对对，因为都是很正式而且很 formulaic 的语言哈。
Yeah, formulaic. But you might have been wondering when you're riding these international flights, you know, what are they really saying?
是啊。
Is the translation okay?
你会听吗？这样你会 pay attention 吗？
Sometimes, but it's a little boring. You
know? 对，但是今天的语言啊，我觉得。开始的时候，各位乘客，各位乘客。
Yeah, this is a pattern that you can actually use.
对。
Even though it's a little formal.
嗯。
So, for example, maybe if you're going to make a little speech, like maybe to your classmates.
各位同学。
Or what about to your friends?
各位朋友。
Or what about to a group of teachers?
各位老师，还有一个，各位领导。
Okay, to a group of...
More senior people.
Yeah, like bosses, pretty much.
对对对。
All right, so yeah, this is a very common beginning to a speech. Sometimes you have a whole string of 各位, right?
天哪。
Like, 各位朋友,各位同学,各位老师。
各位同志。很多。那 ChinesePod 就是带给你非常实用,非常 practical 的语言嘛。
Yeah, and if you have any questions about any of this stuff, please come to ChinesePod.com and ask us. We'll let you know.
我想也可能你听了今天这课,非常想坐飞机,非常想来中国或者回家啊。
And then you'll be ready for it.
对，好，今天时间又到了，我们明天再见。
再见。
As usual, ChinesePod provides an extensive selection of learning materials for this lesson on its website, www.chinesepod.com. You can access this lesson directly with the lesson number
0906.
So just go to www.chinesepod.com/0906 and you will find a transcript, vocabulary, and much more.The link again, www.chinesepod.com/0906.